So we're going to start because there are a few people who are running late, but we don't want to waste any time. So let's. Does everyone have their headsets? Can everyone hear me? I don't think everyone has their headsets. Mr. Minister, can you hear me? Do you have? Can you hear the translation? Please, could you raise your hands if you can hear the interpreter? We're on channel 3. Mr. Minister, can you hear me? So, Mr. Minister, Mr. Ambassador, Mr. the Economic Advisor, ladies and gentlemen, the representatives of Business France and MEDEF International, dear friends of France and Bangladesh, in the name of the France South East Asia Friendship Group, I'm delighted to welcome you here for this economic forum between France and Bangladesh. Mr. Minister, my colleague Jean Durand, who is the delegated president of the group for Bangladesh, and myself, we have at last held our promise to host this event in the Senate in the Palace of Luxembourg Palace. This follows on from our visit to Bangladesh last year. We have seen how dynamic your country is, the extraordinary efforts that you are performing in order to have work legislation evolve, your constant concern over safety and security, and also the quality of life of employees in your country. Mr. Minister, you have also talked to us about special economic zones and the interest that they are generating with certain countries. And so we said to ourselves, why not us? Why not France? Why don't French businesses take advantage of the specific system which you are making available to entrepreneurs who set up in these special economic zones, which you're going to tell us more about later? And this led to us to suggesting that we host this forum to give you an opportunity to present these opportunities to the entrepreneurs who are with us here today. Last time, through your excellent ambassador in France, His Excellence Kazir Imtiaz Hossein, and our no less excellent French ambassador in Dakar, His Excellency Mr. Jean-Marie Chou, represented here by Mr. Pierre-Henri L'Enfant, who is an economic advisor, who I thank very warmly for the efforts that he is rolling out in view of the development of the economic relationship between our countries. Here in the Senate, we are here to go even further and, if possible, get into concrete matters. Indeed, in Bangladesh, there are many needs in many domains. The businesses that are represented here are aware of that. Most of them are big businesses who run their business throughout the world and in all areas and who honour France. Airbus, Bolloré, EDF, Naval Group, Suez, Thales, Total, Technip. And please, those I haven't mentioned, they pardon me. And they are partners. I'd like to salute our partners in Business France, Christophe Courtier and Christophe Rossi, who is the export director currently, who are in India. They are represented by Mr. Philippe Marek. Thank you for your collaboration and your mobilization for the success of this event. Bangladesh has a considerable development potential with a regional dynamic which is exceptional. A growth rate of 8.13% in 2018, and as Mr. the Minister said earlier this morning, soon we will be seeing two-digit growth. The demographics are booming with 165 million inhabitants, over 15 million of them residing in Dhaka, the capital city. The country is in a region which is developing fast, surrounded by India, China, and the countries of ASEAN, who are opening ever more to Europe. Your presence bears witnesses to the fact that you are hearing and that you're listening to what Mr. Minister will be saying. His presence here demonstrates the determination of Bangladesh to boost the relationship between our different countries in win-win solutions where all stakeholders find satisfaction and fulfillment which come from success. So this determination of our group is invested in both parties' interests. Both have to be winners. The development of our economic relationship is important, but it is not alone. We need to develop our cultural relationship as well, and the friendship group is there to support that approach. In coordination with the MEDEF, who are well represented here, we'll work on legislative cooperation with the Bangladeshi Parliament in order to secure and facilitate investment in Bangladesh. The capital, Dhaka, needs a lot of facilities, infrastructure and transport, but it is the entire country which needs vast investment. The possibilities are huge, perspectives interesting. It's much less easy than elsewhere, but all the more interesting because this country has plenty of room to those who are really have the spirit of entrepreneurship. And so we want to provide support for our businesses and give them legal and logistical security. Before I conclude, please allow me to thank once again all our partners who have helped us to organize this economic forum. I would like to wish you fruitful work and great success in your beautiful projects in this future marketplace. And I would like to hand over now to the Minister. Thank you very much indeed.
Good afternoon. Honourable Senator J.K. Raimondi, President of the France-South East Asia Inter-Parliamentary Friendship Group, Senator Jerome Durain, President of Bangladesh Friendship Group in the French Senate, President of the Standing Committee of Economy in the French Senate, Honourable Senators, Representatives of the French Agency for Development, Business France, MEDEF International, and members of the business community from Bangladesh and here in France, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm delighted to join you all at the first Bangladesh-France Economic Forum. I'd like to express my sincere appreciation and thanks to Senator J.K. Raimondi and her team at the French Senate for organizing this very important and timely event. I would also like to thank the distinguished members of the French Senate, representatives of the business community, members of the media, and the government officials for their kind presence. Thank you for inviting us and giving me this opportunity to say a few words about my country, Bangladesh. Honorable senators, friends and colleagues, France has a very special place in Bangladesh foreign policy priorities. Bangladesh and France enjoy excellent bilateral relations. With each passing year, it has grown from strength to strength. France was one of the first countries to recognize Bangladesh, and we gratefully acknowledge that has laid the foundation of an enduring friendship. I personally proudly remember the politician André Malraux, who at his old age of 80s vows to fight for the independence of Bangladesh, as it was a war to restore democracy, will of the people, and of course, to end subjugation and oppression of Bengali people by a marauding occupation army. In fact, we share a common vision on democracy, development, human rights, and human dignity, and commitment to international peace and security and socioeconomic emancipation of our people. Our shared values and commonality of interest have brought our two countries closer and have strengthened our relationships. Bangladesh was born in 1971, inheriting a completely war-ravaged infrastructure and lacking resources in 1971. Winning the fight against poverty and deprivation was the real challenge for us. After 48 years of perseverance, today we stand tall on our feet. From a basket case with no hope of survival of early 70s, today Bangladesh cited as globally as a development role model, a development miracle, a vibrant economy with hopes and aspirations. Our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, inspired for a prosperous and peaceful country for his people, to build the Sunar Bangla, Golden Bengal, a country that would be free from oppression, hunger, and deprivation. The torchbearer of his vision and dream is none other than Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, the worthy daughter of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. Prime Minister Hasina has embarked on a mission to realize Bangabandhu's dream. Her development roadmaps, Vision 2021 and Vision 2041, place an inclusive and participatory development model at the center of all national development efforts. By 2021, the 50th year of our independence, we expect to reach the status of a middle-income country, and we are well on track to reach that goal. Bangladesh today is recognized as one of the fastest-growing economies in the world. Bangladesh is the second-largest economy in South Asia and the 41st in the world. In the last decade, our GDP grew around 6 to 7% on every year, and as per the Spectator Index of England, it registered a growth rate of over 188%, followed by China at 177 and India at 121. Last year, we achieved 8.13% of GDP growth rate, highest as per ADB, highest among all the 45 Asia-specific countries. If we continue that way, we expect to achieve double-digit growth by 2021, the 50th year of independence. Prediction is that Bangladesh would be the 26th largest economy in the world by 2030. From a predominantly agro-based economy of the 70s, we have moved to industrial and service sector-dominated economy. Contribution of the agriculture sector in our GDP has declined, but we have ensured food security, prioritizing and modernizing the agriculture sector. A country one-fifth of the size of France produces enough rice to feed our 165 million people. We are the fourth largest producer of rice in the world and the fifth largest in sweetwater fish and vegetable production as well. Our industrial and manufacturing sectors are also going through rapid transformation and growth, catering to the needs of a huge domestic market, a rapidly growing urban population, and over 30 million middle and affluent class people. We are the second largest RMG, ready-made garment producers and exporters after China. Our pharmaceutical products are exported to over 117 countries, including the US, Australia, EU in Africa. Once importer of bicycles, Bangladesh is now the eighth largest producer of bicycles. And our ships have been exported to 14 countries so far. Biodegradable jute and substitute jute products from Bangladesh could be an appropriate alternative in response to growing environmental concern from plastics. We have exported around 12 industrial robotics to South Korea, and our televisions are exported even to Germany. A large consignment of refrigerators made in Bangladesh has gone to India. In fact, we have a wide range of such quality products at very competitive prices. Dear friends, Bangladesh is fast moving to a high-value, knowledge-intensive society beyond apparel manufacturing. Central to our knowledge-based growth has been the remarkable advancement of our ICT sector. We have over 600,000 IT freelancers, and we are emerging as an important outsourcing hub. We have one of the fastest growing internet subscribers in the world with over 160 million subscribers. Among the 800 software and IT companies in Bangladesh, over 150 are specialized in serving overseas clients. More than 20,000 Bangladeshi IT professionals are now working in various reputed IT companies all over the world, including Microsoft, Intel, IBM, Oracle, and Cisco. The rapid expansion of ICT services in the country has contributed to reducing disparity in income and opportunity. Access to affordable information is a huge source of people's empowerment. Ladies and gentlemen, our geographical location makes us a natural gateway to neighboring South and Southeast Asia. Two important markets and economic regions, Bangladesh can serve as a natural economic hub for the sub-region, connecting to a combined market of nearly 3 billion people in China, India, South and Southeast Asia, and the ASEAN countries. We are promoting and establishing regional connectivity to these markets. Investors and entrepreneurs will have access to this huge regional market by being in Bangladesh. Honorable senators, distinguished friends, and ladies and gentlemen, any discussion on Bangladesh's transformative development will be incomplete without touching upon the advancement of women in Bangladesh. We have invested heavily in girls' and women's education. Our inclusive development approach, placing special emphasis on women's participation in every sector, has resulted in integrating women into the workforce and the nation's development process. Over 85% of the 4 million workers of the apparel industry, the top export sector, are all women. Women constitute 40% of our workforce now. Our women have a wide range of opportunities and entering into non-conventional areas such as defense, diplomacy, and politics. In terms of women's advancement, Bangladesh leads in the region and also globally. According to the World Economic Forum's Gender Gap Report 2018, Bangladesh's overall ranking globally was 48th among 149 countries and 5th for political empowerment. Integrating women in the nation's development process was a conscious policy not to leave anyone behind, and it is paying off. Dear friends, we live in an imperfect world. It is only natural that we would have hurdles and challenges on our way to socio-economic development. While poverty and inequality have long been two major obstacles to people's emancipation, we have made much headway on those fronts as well. Our poverty reduction rates have been one of the fastest in the world, with poverty rate dropping from around 42% to 21.3% now, into an extreme poverty has reduced from 28% to 11.3% now. Bangladesh has been ranked 34th in the World Economic Forum's Inclusive Development Index, leaving other South Asian countries behind. But we have a long way to go before we can rest. One of the most significant challenges that we face today is climate change impacts. Bangladesh is one of the most vulnerable countries in terms of climate change, although our contribution to global warming is negligible. As per estimate, 1 meter rise in sea water will inundate around 25% of our land, displacing nearly 30 million people. Global warming is a present and clear danger for us. Extreme climate events are putting additional stress on our meager resources, slowing or even eroding development gains. Annual expected GDP loss could be 2 to 3% per annum due to climate change. The situation is untenable, but we have not remained idle spectators. We have adopted a comprehensive climate strategy and mainstreamed it in our perspective plans, development policies. we have set up two trust funds, one with our own resource and the other in partnership with international partners for adaptation and mitigation. While we are making our best possible efforts to deal with climate change impacts, we would need greater international support to effectively overcome the challenge. Dear friends, we strongly believe in a world order based on fundamental universal principles of equality, peace, human rights, and human dignity, and of course, development. With this sense of responsibility and humanitarian concern, we have given shelter to more than 1.1 million Rohingyas, the displaced people from Myanmar in Bangladesh, who fled their country to avoid persecution and violence. It has been over 2 years now that we are shouldering this huge burden. This protected Rohingya crisis is taking its toll on the economy, security, and socio-political environment of the southeastern part of Bangladesh. With scant resources, it is near impossible for Bangladesh to bear such an enormous burden for an indefinite period. More importantly, further prolongation of the crisis may seriously undermine the security and stability of the region. Despite our most sincere efforts, Myanmar has not taken their people back home, although they again and again promised us and agreed to take their citizens back. At the 72nd UN General Assembly, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had put forth a 5-point proposal to resolve the crisis, which included full implementation of the recommendations of Kofi Annan Commission and establishment of civilian monitored safe zone in the Rakhine State. At the current session of UNGA, Prime Minister, while reiterating her earlier proposal, has stressed that Myanmar must, I repeat, one, manifest clear political will supported by concrete action for sustainable return and reintegration of Rohingyas to Myanmar. Two, build trust among Rohingyas by discharging discriminatory laws and practices. Third, guarantee security and safety of the Rohingyas by deploying civilian monitors from international community in the Rakhine State. And fourth, international community must ensure that the root causes of Rohingya problem are addressed and the violation of human rights and other atrocity crimes committed against the Rohingya are accounted for. While conveying our sincere thanks and appreciation to the government of France for her proactive role and unwavering support to the Rohingya cause, and I would earnestly request France to continue to play its due role in the international arena and engage deeply with Myanmar so that they fulfill their obligations to create a conducive environment for the safe and dignified return of all displaced Rohingya. Dear friends, I would end my statement by making few observations on opportunities that await foreign investors in my country. Bangladesh has become a land of opportunities. Private sector is the main engine of growth. As a government, we believe in providing policy and regulatory support to private entrepreneurships and investment, both domestic and foreign. We offer the most liberal foreign direct investment regime in South Asia, allowing 100% foreign equity with unrestricted exit policy, remittance of royalty, and repatriation of equity and dividend. To cater to the needs of investors, we are establishing 100 special economic zones throughout the country. Recognizing the importance of necessary physical infrastructure to attract global investors, we are investing heavily in developing our core infrastructures, road, highways, surface transport, and port facilities. Linking with economic zones, special fiscal and investment regulation, fiscal and non-fiscal incentives, including lower tariffs, are available to enterprises set up in the economic zones. We are almost energy sufficient, providing electricity to around 94% of our people. And we are confident to achieve 100% coverage by this year. We are also investing in harnessing clean energy in the country. We have also set up several industrial parks to promote priority sectors such as ICT. We can confidently claim that Bangladesh is one of the highly competitive locations for investments in terms of cost, human resources, size of domestic market, and access to international market. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, before concluding, allow me to thank you, Senator Dorimandi, once again for organizing this forum, the first of its kind between our two countries. But I can assure you, dear Senator, that there will be many more to follow. The next one, I hope, will be in Bangladesh. In 48 years, Bangladesh has traversed a long way to the present stage of development. The journey to prosperity may have been arduous and sometimes difficult, but never did we stop believing in ourselves, in people's power, resilience, and perseverance. In this journey, we have been fortunate to have friends like France and its wonderful people who have stood by us all through. We are grateful for your friendship. Dear friends, come explore and discover Bangladesh, a new confident Bangladesh, resolute in her determination to move towards peace and prosperity, leaving no one behind. I thank you all for your kind presence. Merci beaucoup à tous. Joy Bangla, joy Bangabandhu. Thank you.